expose me up on what ground?
I'm shocked, shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer. It's soccer.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Welcome back to the Plus Money Podcast, the best soccer betting podcast in 15 minutes or less. I'm Andrew Pissarro. He's Ani Sridhar. We only have 4 weekends left in the Premier League. It looks like our title race is down to 2 teams. We've got a huge game for that race with the North London Derby on Sunday morning. There's a bunch of important games for European spots for the relegation race. We're going to cover all of it here on the show today. Ani, it's been a brutal week for both of our teams, but we're going to get a new quarterback tonight in another sport. So let's focus on the positives. Before we jump to the early Saturday game, Real Madrid play Friday afternoon against Real Sociedad. They're plus 170 on the money line. They're minus 110 on the draw no bet line. In their last 5 at Real Sociedad, they are only 1 win, 2 draws, and 2 losses. It's a trap line. I'm going to fall for it. I'm taking it. I'm taking the money line. I'm taking the draw no bet. This Madrid team is too good. I know that this is a game they can afford to drop with a champion, obviously Champions League coming up on Tuesday for them, but I don't know. I still trust Madrid. But let's jump to the Premier League. West Ham taking on Liverpool. Liverpool absolutely capitulated at Everton once again. The wheels are fully off. Barring a miracle, they will not win the Premier League in Jurgen Klopp's last days. And I kind of expect Klopp to get a little experimental with this team. He's going to ask for some kind of a change in things. Mo Salah looks in horrific form, maybe the worst form I've ever seen him in for Liverpool. Darwin Nunez is doing, you got to love him when he scores the amazing goals, and when he doesn't, this is what you're going to get with a player like that at this point in his development. But I'm going to target the same thing I targeted in the middle of the week, and that's shots in the game. West Ham, in their last 5 games, these are the amount of shots they've given up. They gave up 18 to Crystal Palace in that game that they got dogged 5-2. They gave up 9 to Leverkusen in a game they drew, 18 to Fulham, 33 versus Leverkusen away, and they gave up 14 to a Wolves team that really doesn't have a lot of attack right now. This is a Liverpool team that's going to come back, hopefully, and try to send a message and secure a top 4 spot at this point. But Liverpool 21 or more shots is at plus 120. For them to have 20 shots is minus 115, 22 shots is plus 160. In their last 5 games, Liverpool did 23 against Everton, 14 against Fulham, 10 against Atalanta when Atalanta had nothing to play for, 21 against Palace, and 19 against Atalanta. I find it hard to believe Liverpool don't just absolutely pepper the hell out of a West Ham team that lost 5-2 to Crystal Palace. And I know Crystal Palace are playing good ball. We'll talk about them on the show today. But this West Ham might be one of the least informed teams in the division right now. And I wouldn't be shocked to see Jurgen Klopp turn it to the 18-year-old and Jadon Dans and give him a start alongside Cody Gakpo and Luis Diaz, who are kind of the only 2 forwards who have been playing well for Liverpool of late. Liverpool and both teams to score at plus 145 because Liverpool have conceded in, let's see, how many of their last games? Liverpool have only had 1 clean sheet in their last 11 matches. So Liverpool and both teams to score at plus 145. You got to take it. What do you like?
I like the over 3.5 at plus 102. Like you said, they're going to be peppering West Ham, and I don't think they hold a clean sheet. Like you just mentioned again, I see this game as maybe a 3-1 or 3-2 Liverpool win. So give me the over 3.5 at plus money here at plus 102.
Jurgen Klopp's probably his last 12:30 kickoff as a manager, which I'm sure he is thrilled about. I'm going to jump to Fulham taking on Crystal Palace. We just talked about Crystal Palace. They are in insane form. 3 wins on the jump. They are safe now, for sure. But this Fulham team has been kind of all over the place. They haven't been in great form either. Been dropping a bunch of points. I like Palace in the draw no bet line at plus 158. They haven't won at Fulham since they haven't won against Fulham at all since October of 2020. 3 draws and 1 win in that stretch. So I like the draw no bet for the insurance. And then the other one is Mateta. Their striker is on insane form right now. Nobody's talking about it. In his last 9 games, 8 goals, 1 assist, scoring in 6 of those matches. A couple games, he has some braces. He's anytime goal scorer plus 260, score or assist at plus 185. I love the value there for a guy who's in form. This Fulham team, they're playing good ball, but they're not, I don't know, they seem to have, I think they're starting to consider themselves on the beach. They're not in a spot for a European spot. Palace, at least under a new manager who's trying to solidify things, get his system going. It seems like it's working. Olise Eze on insane form right now. And Mateta looking the best that he's looked since Palace brought him in. But you've got a pick for Sheffield taking on Newcastle. Newcastle who just lost to Crystal Palace in the midweek.
Yeah, it's a bad result for both teams as Sheffield dropped to Man United. They are for sure getting relegated this season. Not United, I wish. That Sheffield is. I like Newcastle to have 8 or more shots on target at minus 110. This is a must-win, goal-differentiating type of game for them because they're pretty close to being on the same level as points as the likes of Aston Villa, Chelsea, Man United, Newcastle for that 6th spot there that would guarantee European play next season. So goal differential is where it might come down to, and Sheffield's defense is just so bad. They just gave up 13 shots on goal to Man United. So I think Newcastle will get put at least 8 shots on target here, minus 110.
Man United peppered the hell out of
Sheffield. Yeah, they could have had more than 13. It could have been like 20 shots on goal.
They had over 20 shots in the match, United did, because I was chasing shots in that game. I laddered it from 32 up, and I got all the way to 35, which is the max that you can bet on FanDuel, 4 shots in a game, and I'm going to do that same thing in this match for Manchester United. They're taking on Burnley. Look, Man United need points. They're trying to get into a European spot. I think top 4 is well and truly gone at this point, but they can make a Europa League spot. They could totally miss Europe altogether. I have United fans that are friends of mine that don't want them to make Europe next year so they can just focus on the Premier League, which I totally get. I think the funniest thing that's possible is United ends up in the Conference League, but then they'll actually probably go and win that. Again, I'm targeting shots. Burnley match shots in their last 5. 34 against Sheffield away, 31 against Brighton at home, 18 against Everton. There was a red card in that game. 51 against Chelsea, and 21 against Wolves. Man United shots, match shots last 5. 35 against Sheffield, 46 against Coventry, which was on neutral territory and ended after extended time. 28 against Bournemouth, 37 against Liverpool, and 47 against Chelsea. Shots in the match, 33 is at minus 120, 34 plus 105, 35 plus 135. If you have a book that'll take you over 35, I think there's going to be a ton of shots in this game. And I don't hate over 4.5 goals at plus 230 because Sheffield just scored twice at Manchester United. And Burnley have scored against a bunch of teams of late. I think it's a little too late for them to dig themselves out. It would be an incredible achievement. I don't think it'll happen, but I don't think it's crazy for them to score twice against Man United. Burnley to score twice is only plus 176, which I didn't see the value there for because they could get dogged. But Manchester United and both teams to score is also plus 135. What are you seeing in this one?
It's the exact same bet after the Newcastle-Sheffield game. I've got United to have 8 shots on target at plus 140. I expect them to – they're at home again. Pepper the net just like they did against Sheffield. Burnley, another relegation side here. So you like the total shots in the game. I like United to put at least 8 on target. And at plus 140, I have to take that right there. And I might even ladder that up to 10. So
I really like that. At 8 at plus 140, Bruno Fernandes may be playing his best footy ever for United right now. And this is another type of game where they could get a penalty, and he's at least going to put it on the net, even if it gets saved.
Yep.
All right, we're going to jump to, a 2:30 start time, 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday for Aston Villa. They're taking on Chelsea. I got to lean Villa money line plus 120. I know Cole Palmer might come back for this one, and if he does, anytime goal scorer is probably a great bet. But that was diabolical from Chelsea in the midweek. I'm kind of surprised that we're getting a plus number for Aston Villa at home against Chelsea, so I gotta run and just take the money line. The only thing that I would be convincing myself of, the only thing that would talk me out of it, is Villa do have the first leg of the semifinal of the Conference League on Thursday, but they're not definitively in a top 4 race, and at this point, finishing top 4 or winning Conference League, you gotta prioritize finishing top 4. Unfortunately for Aston Villa, I think they have the squad to do both. You may see it differently, though.
I have Villa moneyline at plus 115 is what it is right now. This Chelsea team is just battered. Enzo Fernandez out for the year. Who knows if Cole Palmer will be healthy this weekend? Just bad. Nico Jackson, no confidence in front of the net. Just absolutely embarrassing play out there for him. It's bad. It's a really tough time to be a Chelsea fan, but if I'm not a fan now when they're absolutely shit, when they're good again one day, you know, look back and be like, hey, I went through it with this terrible team, and now we're back on top. So eventually it'll come. It's not our year, but yeah, a lot of youngsters on the team that I can look forward to watching. Hopefully we have a healthy squad next year, and we've got some players. So not this weekend, though. I like the Villa money line.
Sunday morning, Brighton are taking on Bournemouth. Brighton getting roasted by Manchester City on their potential march to a fourth straight Premier League title. Right now, what do you like when they take on Bournemouth Sunday morning?
I like Bournemouth money line at home, plus 125. This is a Bournemouth team that we've been betting pretty much all year, and they've come through all season. You had them draw no bet against Wolves over the in the midweek, and they came through with that 1-0 win, even though they went down a man late in that one. Yeah, I like Bournemouth to win this at home, plus 125. Brighton's really fallen off this year after a hot start. I mean, injuries did them dirty too, but yeah, give me Bournemouth at home on the money line.
Yeah, nice little South Coast derby. I don't think these two teams, I think these are the two closest teams in the southern part of England. I don't know my English geography that well, so maybe someone from the UK is going to yell at me in the comments here on TikTok or here on YouTube or wherever. But yeah, I think that's going to be a great game, but I don't know if that many people are really going to be watching it, because it's on the same time as the game of the week. It's the North London derby, and it's massive. Arsenal need them. They need help to win the title. Spurs can give it to them.
3 points every week.
Yeah, they need 3 points every week.
Yeah.
The line on Tottenham is the number on Tottenham is insane. I messed up. I didn't even look at the spread for this one. I probably should have looked at what Tottenham plus one is, because I do think that they can hang with Arsenal. This is one of those games where it's like you kind of throw out the record book, you kind of throw out the form. It doesn't really matter when these two teams match up, because it's just like Everton in the midweek when they beat Liverpool. The hate fuels you in a different way. You don't want your bitter rival to get the points they need to stick around in a title race. Tottenham plus three quarters of a goal is minus 125, which I don't think is terrible. It's not great, though. I'm on Arsenal over 2.5 at plus 125. I think that they're going to win this game. I think you could also take Arsenal and both teams to score. Kai Havertz, two shots on target, plus 240. Really interesting number if he starts. He's been starting, been on insane form. He's done that in three out of his last five games. And I also have a parlay at plus 117, over 1.5 goals, 25 or more shots in the match, and over 9.5 corners. I think this is going to be a brutal game. I think I'm curious what the yellow card line is. We usually can't bet that here in New York. But if the yellow card line is like, if it's over under 3.5 cards and it's a good number, I'm slamming that. I don't think.
Yeah,
I think
it's going to be physical. It's
going to be physical.
Romero's getting one for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And somebody in the Arsenal back line will pick one up for a tactical foul at the right time.
It'll be Tomiyasu.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to see Tottenham win this game. Love to see the draw. But with the form, the inconsistencies that Tottenham are on right now, I can't in good conscience take them personally. And Arsenal are a team that I thought were, you know, after the little slip up with the Champions League and the loss to Aston Villa, I thought that the wheels were going to fall off, and they haven't. So a thundering win against Chelsea.
We can't take a win against Chelsea as like a back to form kind of thing here. All right.
Chelsea beat
Everton 6-0 and then Everton go beat Liverpool 2-0. Like you can't, everything's a case by case basis.
It's a funny old game.
I took the over 3.5 in this game. I do think we see goals just purely on the way that Tottenham's style of play is in that attacking manner. I think they can get behind this Arsenal back line. If Chelsea had a competent striker, I think they would have scored at least two. There were two clear chances, at least for Nico Jackson, to at least put it on net, force Raya to make a save. So And if Cole Palmer was playing, I think there might have been a goal or two for Chelsea in that contest. This Arsenal backline is not something that's as dominant as it was all season. We've seen in the past few weeks that it is penetrable, and I think this Tottenham side can get it done. They're going to play spoiler here, and I don't think there's anything better for that fan base than to knock Arsenal out of the title race right now. So I'm excited for that one, and I would definitely be rooting for Spurs.
Yeah. Couple other things that I like for the rest of the weekend. Jumping to La Liga. It's early on Saturday morning. Targeting again Girona on the road. It's been a spot that they've lost. They have lost their last five games. They're winless in their last six. They're taking on Las Palmas, who they have a great record against. But Las Palmas Toronto bet is plus 220. I'm going to roll the dice on that, on the sheer factor of Girona can't seem to win on the road. And then Napoli take on Roma this weekend, which is going to be a very fun game. I'm not putting a lot on this, but Roma team total over 1.5 at plus 215. There's no Lukaku in this. He is injured for the next couple weeks, but Tammy Abraham is back. So I don't know what the Tammy Abraham, Paulo Dybala relationship is going to be like. But regardless, Roma have been scoring goals. They picked up their match against Udinese this afternoon and did score in the dying moments. And Napoli haven't been playing good ball. They've been playing better ball under the third manager that they've gone through this season. But Roma are trying to solidify that fifth spot. I think they have to take on Leverkusen in Europa League. So I think this is where they end their run in Europe, because I think Leverkusen will get through Roma. But yeah, I'm on Roma team total again.
I like
and,
that.
And one to watch, Leverkusen are taking on Stuttgart, who are the third best team in Germany this weekend. So just wait for Leverkusen to go down and then live bet them double chance.
Yep. Because, I mean, that's been the hack all year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are like three things you can count on in sports betting right now. Wait for the Nuggets to go down and then live bet them. Wait for Real Madrid to go down and then live bet them. And then wait for Leverkusen to go down and live bet them. Because these teams are just unbelievable at it.
It's insane.
We've got one last thing, Ani. We've got Champions League next week. What's your final right now? We've got Real Madrid taking on Bayern, and we've got PSG taking on Dortmund.
I really don't think Real Madrid are going to lose the Champions League. I think they win it all. But as a selfish fan, I would love an all-Bundesliga final, like a Bayern-Dortmund final. And I mean, I would love if Dortmund won the Champions League. That's my ideal champion there, you know? But and an all-Bundesliga Champions League final at Wembley, that's just a kicker.
That's a replay of the Klopp-Bayern matchup.
Exactly, and I think Dortmund would actually win it this time around. I think they're kind of a better team when they're all put together. But this is what Tuchel does. Tuchel wins Champions Leagues when he knows he's like, when he doesn't do well in the like his domestic league, he goes and wins Champions League. So I wouldn't be surprised if Bayern beat Real, but I think Real wins it all, and I do think it's probably going to be PSG Real, but I will selfishly want it to be Dortmund Bayern.
I think we all got to be very careful betting Dortmund in these matches. I think you're going to get Dortmund on a really good number on the spread, and I think we all need to remember that Dortmund were in the group of death, and none of us projected them to go through. They won the group. Dortmund were up against Atletico Madrid. None
we're in
of
the
us
group
project.
That's with PSG.
Right.
With PSG, yeah.
With PSG, and they played well against PSG earlier in the season. Mbappe's on in great form. I don't know if you saw the goal he scored yesterday where he absolutely destroyed
it. And the assist. His assist is filthy. Yeah. He's a game changer. We saw it in the World Cup final when we all thought France was down and out. Here comes Mbappe. So, I think it's a – and how great would it be? Madrid-PSG.
Madrid-PSG –
on his way to Madrid next year, so.
Yeah, I gave out Madrid plus 900 in August, and I really want one of these tickets to cash. So I'm a Madridista for, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I'm on Madrid till the end of the season. But yeah, that'll wrap it up from us today. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram for more picks at Andrew Passaro, at Ani323, at the Plus Money Pod. We will catch you next week as we get you ready for more games coming down the stretch. I think we got Tottenham Liverpool at Anfield next weekend. It's going to be a busy next few weeks, and then we're going to get ready for Copa and we're going to get ready for the Euros. So this is your home for the bets. Let's stay positive. We'll catch you next week.